He leapt and he dove beneath the water with ease, then opened his mouth, and all in one heave, he inhaled all the water that was in his path, and when he was done, saw the aftermath. Not only had he eaten all of the fish, but the rocks, the plants, it was all so delish. His belly was full and definitely satiated, leaving nothing for the other animals, so they waited and waited, waited and waited. Eventually the time came when he had to exhale. Along with everything else, out came a whale. This gigantic beast had somehow gotten inside, but with no means of exiting, Harry began slightly to cry. The tail of a whale had a tail of a tail, this tail of a tail, well, it whipped and it wailed. It wriggled, it jiggled, it shook and it flounced, it made Harry get air. As he seemingly bounced, this massive animal was truly gigantic. When asked what its name was, it had a titanic. His whale of a whale had a whale of a name. But with no means of exiting, the scene was fast and funny all the same.
It's the most logical choice.
But how to express this with no comprehensible voice? The thing he said sounded jumbled and garbled. When he asked for the pepper, it sounded like pergumbledy parble. Oh no, Harry thought his message came a shout just before Harry's fit was about to begin. As luck would have it, the spotted albino came down for a swim.
Everyone knows the potted albino's the wisest of owls.
Of ducks, of chickens, well, of all of the fowls. The spotted owl flat came to a grand realization. All of the moving
crickets and shrieking
made the whale seem duck tighter than grout. Coming to down by turning their frowns upside down, will a whale just simply slide out? Told them a joke, a knock or two, then spun in the air all around. Harry and the whale both relaxed, so their muscles were intact, and the whale came tumbling down to the ground.
So whenever you're panicky, nervous, confused, or in any other way feeling taxed, take a moment to breathe and you wouldn't believe
how often the answer if you simply calm down and relax.
Join us at On the Fence Publications, where creativity and night collaborations, we're the place where your dreams take flight. Writing stories that shine so bright, embrace the words your imagination tore. On the Fence, gay art and literature galore. On the Fence, gay art and literature galore. On the Fence Publications, gay art and literature galore.